Spit to the beat. Podcast. It's all about inside the music industry.
Nobody do it better. And welcome to Spit to the Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Stacey, a.k.a. Be Unstoppable Prayer. And today we are live again back in the studio, but this time I am virtual with my guest is waiting to come on. But again, look, go join me on Facebook at Stacey Be Unstoppable Prayer or Stacey Spit to the Beat Prayer. Also, you can catch this live broadcast in full effect right now on YouTube at Spit, the number 2, D-A-B-E-A-T. Log in. I really would appreciate if you subscribe, like, and follow. Thank you to my listeners as well as my sponsors so much for providing and making this show possible. Again, we are live in the studio. I'm super excited. I got a guest. It's going to come on. He's getting ready to release some new music, actually, tomorrow, I believe. So we're going to discuss and talk about that. But my man, Marcus, a.k.a. the Heat Master, Divine, is in the building with me virtually. So I'm going to bring him on right now, my guy. Hey, man, welcome to the show.
What's up, Stacey? What's going on, bro?
Not much, man. You're looking good. You're looking fabulous. You ready to do your thing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell my audience a little bit about yourself, those who do not know you.
I'm born in Detroit. Born and raised. I'm a singer, songwriter, engineer, producer, videographer, everything you could think of when it comes to music, man. A father, husband. So, and I love music, man.
Man, you doing it all, man. Producer, singer, songwriter, just like you just said. Yes, how long have you been doing it?
It's about 30 some years now. I placed my first song when I was like 16 years old. So, as far as a major placement, I was 16 years old. So I've been doing this a long time, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Look, let's talk a little bit more about you. How did you get into the music business as far as a singer, I would say? Or did you start off as a producer?
No, I started off singing.
Okay.
My mom, she's the reason for that. She used to make me, my brother, and my sister sing all the time when we were younger. So I thought I was going to do something else in life. But my mom, you know, instilling that singing in me. And in ninth grade, I saw that girls like singers, so that changed everything. That changed everything. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm gonna do this right here.
So you gonna be one of them? What's the movie? Foul High Beast? You gonna jump out in front of the women and make them?
That's right. Is there a heart in the house tonight? I need to know.
Right. Man, I'm super excited about what you got going on. Got a new project happening, this weekend, right?
On the 12th, man. I'm releasing a single called Greatest Show.
Okay.
I'm excited about it. Nice, sexy song, real heavy drums, you know, heavy bass. Man, it's going to feel good to you. I love it.
Awesome. This is going to be a single or coming off an album or what?
It's coming off a whole project, but this is just a single, the first single off this particular project. The whole project won't be released until October.
Okay. I seen they blowed you up on New York, the skyline.
Oh yeah, man. That was kind of dope, man. It had your boy on the Jumbotron in the middle of Times Square.
How did that feel?
Incredible, bro. Like, I had to quit watching it.
Did you record? I know you recorded it.
Oh yeah, I definitely got it on the phone. You know what I mean? But it was, man, exciting, you know, because millions and millions of people down in that space, you know what I mean? Every day.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I only need a few of them to be like, hey, let me check out that guy. Let me see what that guy's about. You know? So.
Hey, maybe definitely be a performance in New York. Do you have a scheduled tour on this new single you're releasing?
No, not yet. I'm just really embarking on the whole promotion side of this project. So this is the beginning stages of it all right here. Definitely getting calls though, for performances, nothing on the books as of yet, But there's some things, you know, we in the works. I put it like that.
Okay. Before we touch on your new single that's out, let's step back a little bit. I want to talk a little bit more about you, how you became the producer, and some of the artists that you helped produce before your singing career, I guess.
Oh, man. I done worked with Destiny's Child, 112, Day 26, Silk, Faith Evans. Man, it's crazy. I worked on gospel, my first platinum record, which was a song called In Your Will by a group called Men the Standard. I wrote and produced that. Man, I've worked with a lot of people, and it started getting jumbled up when I be trying to think of everybody's name.
You definitely have a plethora of artists and singer-songwriters that you work with. Any of them was more memorable to you as far as really digging into, you know, producing them?
I enjoy working with Dave Hollister. That's one of my mentors and one of my big brothers in the game, and one of my favorite singers. So to be in the studio with him, I recorded Charlie Wilson in my studio. Definitely was incredible. It was funny, my studio, man, I had turned a closet into a vocal booth. And even while I was recording, I was literally going, yo, Charlie Wilson in my closet. Like, it was crazy, man. So, yeah.
I mean, even to a fandom that thought that, like you said, you turn your room to the studio and this renowned singer is in your closet recording a song.
And not tripping, though. That was crazy. He wasn't even tripping. He having fun. Like, you know what I mean? So that was incredible, man.
Was you nervous about it at the time?
No. We were friends, you know, at this point. So it wasn't like he was just coming to meet me for the first time, you know. His favorite thing is he liked Coney Island hot dogs. Well, I don't think he eat them anymore, but at this time, that was his thing. So he'd be like, nephew, you got to take me to Coney Island. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
we would leave and go to Coney Island and eat hot dogs, man. So
okay, cool. Look, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about you and your music and what you got going on for 2024, okay?
Cool. Okay.
You're listening to Spit to the Beat podcast with your host, the one, the only, Stacey B. Unstoppable Puryear.
Hey, this is Stacey, a.k.a. Beat Unstoppable Puryear with Spit to the Beat podcast. Would you like to be my guest if you're a singer, songwriter, musician, producer, or promoter? Give me a call at 901-341-6777 or email me at myguest@spittothebeat.com.
And we're back to Spit to the Beat podcast. I'm your host, Stacey, a.k.a. Be Unstoppable Prayer. Joining me in the studio live virtually is Marcus, a.k.a. the Heat Miser Divine. How did you come about that title, a.k.a. the Heat Miser?
The Heat Miser is actually my producer name. So when I produce records, I go by the Heat Miser. And I got the name from the Christmas Without Santa Claus. It's a Christmas movie that come on every year. And I liked the movie, and they had a character named the Heat Miser. I just changed the spelling because I didn't need no legal issues. I didn't need no legal problems, so I changed the spelling. But on the artist side, my name is just Marcus Divine. It's just my real name, Marcus Divine. So.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. I had a question, which music legend did you support as a vocalist at your early age?
You mean who did I listen to?
Yeah. Some people that inspire you.
Definitely, you know, the Stevie Wonder, Donnie Hathaway, like I said, Dave Hollister, one of my favorite, Charlie Wilson. Joe is my all-time favorite R&B singer, so I listen to a lot of Joe.
Okay.
Yeah,
he did awesome with that soundtrack with one of my favorite TV show, Power.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that opening. And then they try to change it and fit the city. Like, he heard Plaque flag from everybody. Like, man, you better put that back.
Right. That's one of the part of the reason we watch the show. We all singing that intro when that show come on. Normally, you want to skip past the intro. We all singing that joint.
Exactly. Know it by heart. Yeah. So let's dive into your music, man. It says coming out March the 12th, this weekend, new hit single, The Greatest Show. That's the title, Greatest Show?
The Greatest Show, yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit about it, and then we're going to play it.
Well, it's The Greatest Show is basically giving you the best performance you can, bro, and the stage is your bed. So you perform and giving your best performance you can on your stage, which is the bed, you know what I mean? And just giving it all you got.
Cool. Let's check it out. The Greatest Show. There you have it, The Greatest Show on Earth by Marcus, a.k.a. the Heat Miser, Divine.
You don't even have to say the a.k.a., bro. You can just say Marcus Divine.
Marcus Divine. That's why I like. I wanted to cut it short, but I always be a blasted artist.
I appreciate that, but just simply Marcus Divine.
Gotcha. Look, let's talk. Let's step back just a second. I kind of overlooked something I wanted to ask you about. You had you was pursuing a professional basketball career, or you was going that way, but you decided to sing. What happened with that?
Like I told you earlier, I was in the ninth grade and I did a talent show, and I was on the basketball team, but I did a talent show and I saw that girls like singers, man, and it changed everything. I played.
You quit the team, man.
Listen here, I played till the 11th grade year, and for Christmas tournament, man, I didn't go get on the bus, and my coach called me. I told him I didn't want to play no more. I want to sing, and he cussed me out, man.
You left the fellas hanging, bro.
I was the worst probably to them, but it was the best decision I ever made for my life, though.
She was a bad lady.
Huh?
She was a bad lady.
The problem is it wasn't just one. It was just, I saw that they all like singers. You know what I mean? I was in the ninth grade and all the 12th grade girls were like, this is my new little boyfriend. I'm like, oh, for real? Okay, so it wasn't happening like that on the basketball. They would come to the game, but yeah. the energy was totally different once they heard me sing.
Okay. Look, let's talk about a little... What are some of your notable achievements? I mean, you represented it. I worked with a lot of major artists of today. What were some of your notable achievements from, you know, working with them in any type of awards?
I got Song of the Year for the Stella Awards.
Okay.
For the song In Your Will. And I got a Dove Award, too, Song of the Year for that. I got Platinum Plaque over this shoulder right here. Oh, sorry about that. Over this shoulder.
Okay.
My first platinum plaque. I got a couple. One with Destiny's Child. I did a song called Why You Acting on an international version. Man, I've been all over the place. I tell everybody I'm so grateful and I'm so blessed because when you could travel to, you know, the world on somebody else's dime, it ain't no better life. You know what I mean? So
Right. That's amazing, man. So what you have done with the knowledge that you have learned and self-taught with on many instruments, what would you say to young upcoming artists who want to get into the music industry?
First of all, it's got to be a love because it ain't no money no more like it used to be. That's just because of the way things are set up. We can definitely do better if, you know, if everybody would step back for a minute. But it's such, you know, with the streams and everything, we're such in a tailspin that it's hard, you know, for people to step back and know, like, yo, we got to do something different. So I would tell people, stay true to who you are and build your audience. You know, don't worry about everybody else's audience. Don't worry about when you see a million people over there looking at them. If you got 10,000 that's loving you, you cater to your 10,000 and love them.
Yeah. I know that, like I said, I talked to several other of my guests dealing with the digital scene. I know way back in the day when you was actually recording, you know, the digital stuff wasn't even a problem or a situation. Nope. That, you know, a lot of them don't even know about that era of how did the money, and you were dealing with contracts back then more so than you know. So a lot of artists feel that the digital, if they got a lot of followers, social media followers, they got a more of a plug to present themselves, a more of a bargain chip, I would say.
Well, they do if they can translate that into, you know, because just because you have a million followers don't mean you're going to get $1 million. Like, you know what I mean? So you just got to figure out their theme to sell yourself as a brand as opposed to sell the song. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like you say, back in the day, you know, we had situations when you put out a project, you put out the project. People bought the project. Now, people, you may have 10 songs on your project and people only come through and they buy one. If they buy it, they stream it, and that really cuts the money down.
Yeah. So, and you're really not getting a lot of money off the streaming, too.
No, barely no money. Oh, man.
Yeah. I almost want to take you back to just selling the tape out the back of the trunk.
That's what I want to do, you know. No, I'm serious. Like, with this single,
I feel you.
I'm not going Spotify and all those streaming sites. They got to come to MarcusDevine.com and get this record. You know what I mean? And my thing is, that's how I know who support me for real. Because
so you host your music on your own site.
That's what I'm doing with this project. It's going to got to come to me to get it. Because, you know, putting it on Spotify, iTunes, people are not going to, you know, iTunes is not going to say, yo, everybody, let's tell the world about Marcus. Marcus got to tell the world about me.
Marcus, right.
So why should I drive people to their site and give them a part of my money when I could just drive them to my site and then I can actually sustain my career with just the people that really love who I am and love what I do.
Right. That's great advice, man, because a lot of our young cats in the music industry, they run it straight to Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and whatever platform they think that's really going to be in their corner. But but really, you need to direct them back to you. So they can see you. That's great. That's great.
Because we're addicted to numbers.
Right.
I mean, most people, because if you put up a picture, you almost kind of depressed if you only get 30 likes on the picture. Like, we so addicted to numbers this generation, you know, with the thing we just went through for in 2020, the shutdown and everything. It was the numbers that got people with anxiety. Oh, my God, there's this many cases. Our numbers just get us going crazy, and not the right numbers. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, I got 475 million streams. No, that's the wrong number. What did that generate? That's the number you need to be paying attention to. You got 400 million streams, but you only got $50 or whatever. Like, that's crazy.
That's the part they don't talk about. They talk about the numbers versus the value of those numbers.
Yeah.
Hold tight, man. I'm taking another quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about what you got planned else also for the 2024, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for listening to Spit to the Beat podcast. Want to know how you can help? be a sponsor by going to our website at www.spittothebeatpodcast.com and click the support tab. You can also join us each and every week live at YouTube at Spit to the Beat. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and follow. Thank you for your support.
And we're back to Spit to the Beat podcast. I'm Miss Stacy, Beat Unstoppable Prayer, and joining me, my very special guest, Marcus Divine.
Yes, sir.
All the way from Detroit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, baby. All day.
I forgot to ask, how's the weather up there, man? We averaging down here around about close to 60, 70 degrees.
It's like about 50 something today. It wasn't too bad today.
Okay, cool.
You know,
cool.
It can get terrible here. Where you at, Stacey?
Memphis, Tennessee.
I love Memphis.
Yeah. When you come in town, man, you definitely
look
me up so I can come and see you perform, man.
Say less, bro. That's a done deal.
All right, cool. Let's talk about these last couple of questions. Besides your musical career, what other ventures Mark is involving in?
I have my own shades line, Marcus Divine shades line. I'm starting a microphone line. In-ear monitor line, you know, for your on stage when you're performing.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, my mind never stops, bro. I got all kind of inventions in my head.
Same here.
I look at everything like, I literally tried to make a bed. It was called a, but I could talk about it now because I couldn't do it because somebody had already did the patent. But it was a bed that when, you know, you're in the hospital, you hit a lever and the middle of the bed go out. So people ain't never got to get up. You know how they have to try to get people up? It'll get
right up.
You slide it under there. They could use it, clean them up, and hit the lever, and it goes right back up. Somebody already did that. Man, I was mad as I don't know what, Stacey.
It took your whole idea,
isn't it? Oh, man.
And ran with it, huh?
Yes.
Well, it happens sometimes. But God got something even greater for you, brother. I would say that.
No doubt.
Yeah. Look, let's talk about, 2024, you got sunglasses going on. You're talking about making mics and everything like that. I can't wait to see you do it because I would love to upgrade on my mics as well for my podcast. But definitely, man, you are on the scene. You're getting ready to do your big thing this weekend. Are you super excited?
Oh, man, definitely, man. I'm having fun, bro. Just even recording the whole project. I'm super excited, you know. Nervous, you know, anytime you present yourself to the public, you know what I mean? You're a little nervous. I ain't scared, you know, like what my man Mike said. I ain't never scared, but you know what I mean? But you'd still be a little nervous, though.
Right. Look, I want to thank you for coming on the show, man, Spit to the Beat podcast. I know you got a very busy weekend. After you leave me, I heard you got somewhere else and you got to go speak.
Yes, sir, man. Right on to a whole nother interview, bro.
Brother, hey, just get it in, man. Make it happen.
Yes, sir, bro.
You're doing your thing. Thank you again for joining me on Spit to the Beat podcast, man. Have a blessed evening, man.
Man, thank you for having me, bro. I really appreciate it.
All right. Any other shout-outs you want to give out before we go?
Just my fam, my wife, my daughter, my kids, my PR guy, Ryan Leffert. Can't never forget Ryan. I say all the time, I be like, everybody needs a Ryan. He's so incredible. You know, my artist, Beth. Man, just, you know, everybody.
Cool. Hey, one other thing. How can they find you on social media?
Social media, the Instagram is The Heat Miser, and that's DaHeatMizer. And Facebook is Marcus Divine. And coming soon, by Monday, you can find me on MarcusDivine.com.
There you have it. Marcus Devine on Spit to the Beat podcast. Thank you, brother. Have a blessed evening, man, and a great, awesome, wonderful show.
You too, bro.
All right. Thank you for watching Spit to the Beat podcast. Join us again for next week for another live episode.